Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Dire Straits bringing us back. It's 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one from my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Suzanne Poehling is our guest and a great longtime Brain Trust member, author of The Sales Leader's Problem Solver, also The Accidental Sales Manager. Folks, these are bookends you need to have not on your shelf but on your desk that will help you mount a better approach to going to market with your sales staff. Suzanne, thanks again for being here. I need your website, please.
www.salesmanagementservices.com.
All right, so check it out. And that's what she does, folks. She can help you. And she's a specialist at this, especially small businesses. Wherever you are on the planet, she can help you. Salesmanagementservices.com. Suzanne, we're talking about training, and you were helping us understand about establishing a training process, a multi-stage training process. Don't hit them with a fire hose when you bring them on board, whether they're new people or you're old people you're adding new things to. Give them a multi-stage, let them digest a part of it, and then come back and you know, we don't put the salad and the entree and the dessert all in one plate, do we? We take it in stages, don't we?
Well, think about it. Have you ever been to a restaurant and they bring everything all at once?
Oh, yeah, I hate that.
And it's the worst experience.
I send it back, Suzanne.
Yeah. You're like, no, we're not ready yet. So, no, they don't do well with the fire hose approach. And I think, Jim, especially smaller companies need to think about always be training. After the 30-day mark, you should give the sales rep a quiz. See how much of it has stuck. See where you need to provide corrective action. Mm-hmm. Another quiz at the 60-day mark. Another quiz at the 90-day mark. You should absolutely be incorporating training into all the staff meetings at least once a month. The product manager, the engineer, whomever at the company is really good with the products should be in to train or talk about just one section of the product or service. You should just be training continuously. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure you've had this experience. I'm always amazed when I'm in a room full of salespeople during a staff meeting and you've got new and tenured reps. Often the tenured reps will ask most of the questions.
Yeah.
Because they need a refresher. It's been a while since they've really talked in depth about the product.
It
should be part of culture.
Do you like role playing as a tool, as a training tool?
I do. I know how much reps dislike it, but
it's money in their pocket. They don't realize. I think role playing is one of the most powerful training system mechanisms you can use, practices, and yet it's the most underused. What do you think? I don't understand. It's sort of like, no, I don't like Pepto Bismol taste, but you still gotta take it. Okay, I don't care if you think it's medicine, it's money in your pocket, it's ka-ching. What do you think?
I agree with you. I just ran a role play maybe about 2 weeks ago with a group of salespeople, and I literally, Jim, sat in that room. I watched them get better every time. I watched them learn from each other
and get comfortable and get more comfortable with it and have fun with it.
Yes, they do. And it isn't the most comfortable thing. I always say it's like wearing a shoe that's like a half size too small. But they need to do it. And I just watch them get better and better at it. But they fight it. They don't like it. They say it's not realistic. It's no good. But I always see the end result from it.
You know, when I had my consulting company before I started doing this insanity, I used to do that. I used to train sales teams like you, just not as good. And I would go in, and maybe there'd be an organization of 25 or 30 salespeople, and I'd role play. I'd make them role play, and I tell their boss, you got to stick with me. You got to back me up on this. They're going to revolt, and I would wind up having about half of them wouldn't want to do it, and we'd finally get bring them over. but I'd eventually wind up with one or two that would almost be prepared to quit instead of doing it. I mean, they literally couldn't physically, emotionally, psychologically, they could not do it. But you got to throw those people sort of at the side and bring the other people along. What do you think?
Oh, they will resist. Absolutely. I've had people tell me they had nightmares the night before. And so all people really do resist, but it's one of the most important things you can do. Mm-hmm. I also wanted to add, Jim, if you're a company with multiple products, especially if those products are complex, in the beginning, you should give the sales representative an overview of all your products, but you really should concentrate the initial training on those that you either want them to sell or you think they're most likely to sell.
Mm-hmm.
It's a waste of time to bring the whole catalog to bear in the training.
They
won't be able to understand or retain it.
Yeah, and you really need to meter it out based on their level of understanding, and you said it earlier, I think, what they're likely to encounter in the sales calls they're likely to make soon.
Yes.
You know, when I was being trained many decades ago, you know, they told me, don't call, you can't call on those people, you're not ready yet. And mm-hmm. I'd go call on certain people to the level of my training. What do you think?
I agree with you completely. I'm working with a company right now that has four different, slightly complex products.
Yeah.
And I said to them, what are they most likely to sell at the beginning? And they instantly knew. They said, oh, these two.
Suzanne, I got to wrap it up. I need your website real quick.
SalesManagementServices.com.
Good job. Suzanne Paling, ladies and gentlemen. As you can tell, she's the best. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.